General Manager, Destination Riverland. Good morning, Ben. Welcome to 5RM.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
You had a lot going on there at the moment, Destination Riverland. New board members and all sorts. Right, give us a bit of background on what's going on.
Well, it's a new year. 2020 was tough all the way around the place, so we're very excited about starting with some good momentum. So, two new board members coming on. We've had two departures at the end of last year. Very exciting. The two new board members are Sonia Olschwager from Loxton Wakery Council. Mm-hmm. She's actually the nominated local government representative across the four councils that right. form the Riverland. And Tom Freeman, famous local brewer, houseboat operator. We're very excited to have him on board as well.
I mean, two very well-known names.
We are delighted with the quality of people that we've been able to continue to attract to the board at DR, and it can only benefit tourism across the region.
Now, we had the Riverland Tourism Plan Steering Committee, the tourism plan back late last year, but then got sort of called off with all the craziness that was going on. That has been rescheduled at this stage from Monday the 1st of February, Barmer Club 4:30 to 6:30. And Tuesday, then also on the Wednesday. So Wakery Hotel, Ruston's Restaurant and Functions in Renmark as well on the Tuesday. What are you hoping to get out of that?
Well, it's important to us. At the moment, the plan came in at the end of last year. That was done by a big collaborative group, including local government, RDA, Riverland, Wine, all sorts. And we've had that plan for a while, but it's just sitting there. This is the big launch. So we're very, very excited. We're inviting anyone. It's free events. The events are free. There's one out in Wakeree to reach the west, and there's, the Renmark on the other end. So we invite everyone to come along. Everyone benefits from tourism. There's a massive flow-on effect from tourism, and we want people to be a part of it.
Well, $180 Absolutely. Million dollars annually. Mm. I mean, that's just an incredible amount of money.
Yeah, we're hearing, Ben, I mean, this must be... Everyone hears the news that, international flights are probably going to be off for another couple of years. Now, a lot of people are going, this is terrible. But for a domestic tourism operator like yourself, Ben, you must be thinking, hey, now we're talking.
Look, I'm not gonna lie to you. Look, it's been pretty good. The region's done really well, aside from that little circuit breaker that we had in November. We're predominantly a domestic market, as you say. So, we've had some recent data from SATC. We've seen about a 12% drop. In economic benefit due to COVID.
Yep.
And that's COVID up till June last year.
Yeah, okay.
The state average is about 40%.
Yeah, okay.
So, there are destinations out there that are more heavily internationally focused and they've really taken a punishment. So we're doing okay.
Yeah, and I think, and you obviously speak to a lot of domestic tourism operators throughout your travels. I think this whole COVID thing really has, if anything, reminded us that Australia, and I mean, the Riverland is a great place to check out, but also Australia in general. There's so many great things to see in our own backyard.
There are, and there's some wonderful campaigns out from Tourism Australia at the moment, focusing exactly on that.
Yeah.
And it's important, though, to recognise this is a bubble in time.
Yeah.
These conditions won't exist long term, so having a plan for the next decade is critical, because those markets that have been hurting from international benefit, they're going to be going out and going after the domestic market. So the domestic market is going to get even more constrained and vicious in terms of who's after it. So Riverland really needs to make sure we're in the right place to do that.
And getting the message out there that it's just the best place to visit.
100%. And look, it's an all-in mentality, People coming, they want to eat a sausage roll from the local bakery. They want to go down to the local club. They want to get on the river. Everyone has to be a part of that. And that's why we're doing these community events.
It just flows on. Like, it starts with accommodation. But like you said, it's down to a sausage roll at the bakery. It's incredible. $180 million annually to take that away. We're in strife.
Look, that's absolutely the case. Any impact to tourism is felt broadly. I mean, it provides vibrancy to communities. It provides jobs for younger people and lower skilled people. It provides all sorts of benefits to the communities that everyone can benefit from.
Now, something me and Lockie have sort of mucked around with a bit in the past, and I'm going to raise it because it really is sitting there doing nothing, and it's very underutilised. And I'm talking about the Big Orange. Is there any plans to do something with that?
Look, I started in August. Right. I had a thorough briefing on two local icons. One was the Big Orange and one was the Big Tyre.
Well, of course.
Both of which sit fairly close to each other.
Well, at least the Tyre is doing something.
But look, I'll be very, very honest with you both. My priority is making sure we drive income. And, a couple of years down the track, talk to me. I'll probably know all about the Orange and the Tyre and I'll probably have a plan for you. But as of now, it's all about people, product and performance. And that's
absolutely.
What we're trying to
and getting the message out there.
Absolutely.
Where are you doing sort of external? Because it's okay. I mean, us here in the Riverland, we know that we can sort of have the old stake, hey, we can go to go to another town for a weekend. We can go to the historical village. We can do all that kind of stuff, go camping down the river. Where are you targeting people to come to the Riverland? Is there any particular area?
No, not at all.
Not happy for anyone?
Well, I'm not sure if you're referring to where are we targeting them to go or who are we targeting to come.
Or targeting outside of the Riverland to come into the Absolutely. Riverland. So, is there any particular area?
And that's where the destination management plan is really, really important. Yeah. It was about third-party, very experienced consultants coming in, looking at everything. There's 200 pages that sits behind the plan.
Really?
And it talks about everything you can possibly imagine. Essentially what they say, there's two parts. The first one is, and this is our very first project out of the gate starting in about a month, is the Riverland brand. At the moment, we have a logo, but we don't have themes, stories, implementation. It's not used across industry. For me, primarily as a marketer, I need something really coherent that represents the region to then market.
Yeah.
Who are we targeting? We're targeting Adelaide, of course, is still our major market, and regional South Australia. Regional Victoria and New South Wales are big. And as time permits, we'll try and open some short-haul destinations as well. But again, as a marketer, I've got to have that messaging, and that's why the brand strategy that we're calling it in the next month to kick off is very, very important.
You're going to build it and then they will come.
Well, we're going to brand it and then they will come, hopefully.
Absolutely.
Hey, Ben, I like it.
Thanks for coming in this morning. It's been a pleasure to meet you. We're going to chat to you a fair bit, I think, over the next couple of months. So we'll get you to come in and keep us up to date with everything that's going on with Destination Riverland. Thank you once again.
I look forward to it, and thanks for having me on.